The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not
just
long.
Just let the music play and then just test it.
We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at
all.
Let's
go. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this first day of December. Let me turn One America News down here. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. Damn it. Turn down. There you go. A little different day today. The skies seem bluer. The air seems warmer. And yesterday is yesterday. a word about that. I talked to Steve after we had hung up. And he agreed that I shall take control of the show. He knew who this guy was from California. I did not, and that's where the problem was. At any rate, Steve's going to be with me tomorrow. We're going to do a mulligan or a redo, or let's just forget about Monday. By the way, Mike, my producer, the show he played was the guy who told him to stick it up his yin-yang, and that was the guy from California. I hear John Twitchell coughing in the background. Hello, John. How are you?
Sorry about that. Forgive me. I thought I had my mic muted.
No.
Doing well. How are you doing, sir?
Sitting here, I've been watching One America. I have been in front of the box. Yes, I will admit it. I've been in front of the TV today going on 9 hours. Why? I've been watching uninterrupted coverage on One America News Network. No commercials, no nothing. John, they've been doing the coverage of the Lansing legislature, Republicans and Democrats on board to try to figure out what happened to the vote in Michigan. And I'm telling you, if you people are still hanging on to Fox News because of Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson, forget it. You're looking for nuggets of gold in a mountainside. It may be there, but it's not worth the effort. One America News, as I said, John, has been covering this legislature proceedings in Lansing. And if the rest of America, including the viewers that watch Fox News and never even heard about One America News, their attitude would change dramatically. I'm just astounded of what I've learned today.
So, I want to say thank you to you. I want to say thank you to RBN for being there, because had you not shared that with me, I wouldn't have known about it. As I was sharing with you, I was out trying to provide for my family, do my typical living in between my show today and speaking with you. and your lovely audience. I had not heard about it. Twitter has not shown one thing about that. Kind of funny how that is, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it?
I happen to have an iPhone, and Apple News likes to send out these about twice a day, sends out news things in your to your different feeds, and one of them being my email. And it's funny how they don't want that shared, and they don't give that information out. So I hope you don't mind me jumping ahead and saying this. I almost wonder if we wind up finding that our phone systems are becoming the way people consume all of their information, or through social media itself. But we can cover that later. But yes, had you not shared that with me, I wouldn't have known until I got home at my typical day of 6 o'clock here in Utah time. I wouldn't have found out about it until then, if then.
Well, isn't that fascinating? The reason why Republic Broadcasting Network is here is because I saw 30 years ago that our lives and the information was being, how can I politely put this, John, politely managed.
Oh, there's no politeness about it.
Well, I'll tell you the takeaway. Let me give you the TCL, wherever the vote count was. I think it was at Cobo Hall in Detroit. This witnesses showed up in Lansing today, John. And what I heard, just absolutely, and I don't use this term very often. I was flat blown away. The stuff that I heard coming from these people, witnesses, under signed affidavit. Now, I want to explain to people how important, you know, one thing is giving testimony. Another thing is making out an affidavit and putting your signature to it. At that point in time, when you put your signature on an affidavit, you're swearing the information that you're giving is true and correct under penalty of you might go to jail, okay? What these people today in Lansing, and it was not just all white Trump voters. There were black people there. There was a woman that worked directly for the Secretary of State for 29 years. And she dropped the mother of all bombshells. One of the Democrats tried to get a little snarky and get ahead of things a little bit by changing the narrative after listening to her testimony, and it was his turn to question the witness. And he says, well, I can see right now, I'm not arguing that, you know, there's some mistakes here and there. And he says, what we've got to do is revise the policy. She looked dead at him and said, no, that's not what you need to do. What you need to do is enforce the election laws. What we have here, she said, I'll give you one small instance. A ballot is mailed to somebody's house. Well, they receive more than one ballot. Well, they pass it off to somebody else so they can vote. And she says two felonies and a misdemeanor was committed there, and nobody is accountable. And then she went on to further say that this has been the problem with the inner city and the politics for decades. She brushed up against that third rail that set everybody's hair on edge, because what she was describing was the politics of Detroit, Philadelphia, L.A. I don't care. You got Democrats in control, whether it's a state, well, legislature. You know, Steve Elkins brought up to me one day, he says, you know, what was that senator's name that died, that almost blew up an aircraft carrier and it was in Vietnam. Communists took him prison. Oh, that's right. John McCain. He's not very popular. How does he keep getting reelected? Well, take a guess. Well, it gets more bombastic than this. Here was a woman that was tired of this. She did not come across as a Trump supporter or a Democrat supporter. She was in there to do a nonpartisan job, and that's looking out for the vote, to make sure the vote counts. And she came right out and said, she said, there's a culture of dishonesty and deceit, and this has been going on in Detroit for a number of years. And what she is describing is that culture that has been created, and that, more importantly, as I've been talking to our audience about, that illusion, that public illusion that's created, that perception that's being created. And it is vastly wrong. It's the difference between night and day, between real and very, very unreal. Another bombshell was dropped at this hearing in Lansing, and I don't use that term very often either. Everybody's got a bombshell. You send somebody an email, bombshell, and they want you to open up the email and read the damn thing. Okay, I get hype. I understand it. But when I say bombshell, I mean bombshell. Guess who was at that precinct in Detroit? John? You'll never guess this in a million years. Guess who came in to make sure that everything ran smoothly with the Dominion voting machines?
I'm waiting with bated breath to find out.
The owner of the company.
Interesting.
Isn't it?
Well, interesting. Yeah, we have thumb drives that are preloaded with 2,500 votes for Joe Biden. I believe it was in Arizona. Interesting how the owner, CEO, whatever the case may be, of Dominion voting machines comes into that exact precinct. Kind of interesting how that happens. I wonder what time he went in. That would be another curious thing to know.
Well, the fact that this man showed up in Detroit. Now, what you weren't able to hear, because the rest of America was not able to hear it due to the coverage in One America News. And if there's anybody that works for One America News or knows of somebody, give them kudos from me. And I'm going to be a little presumptuous to the entire listening audience of Republic Broadcasting Network. Because without this, you wouldn't have heard it if I didn't have the opportunity to hear it. It gets even better. Well, so, what was discussed was intimidation. People walking around inside the place trying to keep their identity somewhat hidden, wearing hoodies and intimidating, and to the point of intimidation. You've seen Antifa do this, Black Lives Matter, intimidation, trying to move you off your spot and move you out of the way. In instance after instance, people were just there, election watchers, ballot observers. They were kept away from the tables and the actual ballots. And I believe I'm correct in this date, on December after the election, the following day, I think this was December 4th. It was when all the ballots were brought in. Now get this one. The ballots were brought into that center by way of a back door. Box upon box upon box upon box of ballots that nobody could observe what was in them that showed up in the wee hours of the morning. You heard that story? Well, there were people there giving testimony that actually witnessed this going on. And what happened with those ballots? Those ballots were not counted. There is so much fraud in this. John, I can't. We go on air. We try to be descriptive for the understanding and appreciation of the audience, trying to get the gestalt of what we're talking about in the full flavor, right? We use a lot of words and adjectives and things of that nature. I can't even come close to assigning an adjective of what I've seen today.
It makes you want to just go and grab every American red, white, and blue individual, or red, or whatever flavor they may be, and go and just shake them. Shake them and say, it's time for you to wake up. Dare I use, to our awful situation, brother, sister, whatever the case may be. Bottom line is, you're going to the wrong sources to get your information. You're not even being told about this. So kind of the overall greater information not being shared. I shared this with you, I think, on my show the other day. I just want to bring up a for instance. three individuals. Two of them happen to be attorneys who are conservative, big Trump followers, supporters, happen to be probably more follower of non-mainstream news than most. And also, I had a conversation with a gentleman who works for another radio organization, and his job every day at 8:30 is to give relevant news. In fact, he's in a very conservative area and been told sometimes he gives some of the too much liberal news. So he's been chastised a little bit by the audience. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, let me ask you this. Have you heard about Hunter Biden's laptop? All of them had heard about it. I said, did you hear about Burisma? All of them had heard about it. Then I said, okay, have you heard? I said, I'm just going to use a couple words. Joe Biden, daughter, journal. And all of them were crickets. I mean, they were tracking with me on the other things, and then they were crickets. And I said, okay, let me throw in more. So I go, I want you to use those words and try to go to Google. If it doesn't work there, go to Bing or some other source. And then I said, if those three words don't bring up anything, then enter in one more word and shower. All of them were shocked. And I said, can you trust your news source if that's not being shared with you? And let's realize that it's not just some statement. Somebody got hold of this journalist making claims. They actually have audio of her admitting that it's her journal. I guarantee you, had that been of any other Republican president, especially Trump, that would have been leading every news story every day for weeks. And the FBI sat on that laptop for 11 months.
Well, speaking of the FBI, the witnesses up in Lansing, they didn't go to supervisors. They didn't go to whomever. By the way, one of the witnesses was actually hired by Dominion. She's a roving IT person, and she was hired. She said the only other supposed experts that came in to watch, because this is computer tabulation and all that stuff, was a 90-year-old man from Tennessee that Dominion brought in that didn't know a damn thing about computers. And basically, you're she kidding. Was there by herself, and she was overwhelmed. I mean, I'll tell you, the biggest thing that I got out of this, aside from the fraud, the provable fraud, and this is now what we're talking about, because the woman that has been doing this for 29 years for the Secretary of State of Michigan said, look, what we were told is, yeah, we can recount to 29% of the votes, but where's the other 71%? They've been locked away, and they will be destroyed. What she said is, we don't need an audit. What we need is a forensic. We don't need another vote count, rather. Let me get this right. We don't need another vote count. What we need is an audit. And she said, more importantly, a forensic audit. This is tracking and tracing the numbers, where they're going, how they're getting there, what time they came in. It was so bad on December 4th when they came in, the watchers, the poll watchers, all the computers were down, and they went down at 2:30 in the morning and did not boot back up. And the explanation went out as to how this election could be rigged, mass amounts of votes moved around, because this is all connected to the internet. And remember those servers that were over in Germany? Why is a foreign country with a server supposedly tabulating and counting votes? Yeah. Tell you what, let's take the commercial break here. I am at home. One America News is on the telly. The fire is going, and I'm fired up. All is not lost yet, folks. We got a lot to impart with you today. We'll be back. John Twitchell is my guest.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All righty. We are back. John, there was another One America News, as I said, was running this solid. They had a couple of drops. The internet feed dropped at the State House in Lansing in Michigan. And One America News switched over to a little thing that was going on in West Virginia.
Oh.
And what... Tell. Yeah, and what was described there, they themselves were bringing up witnesses. Now, understand something, and this is where the news has everybody confused. We have civil lawsuits. Trump is suing the states about irregular vote counts. Why, John, why are civil lawsuits being filed when there's actual criminality going on? Little different scenario, don't you think?
It needs to raise to the level. Well, I guess, well, one of the reasons is you can start getting depositions. When you're able to file a civil lawsuit, you can get depositions. The problem is it takes a long period of time. My concern is that it takes too long.
Well, and that's part of the game plan because, on December 14th, the Electoral College has to declare a winner, do they not?
They meet and they vote.
Yeah.
And then those that will be shared with us, I think, in January, the results.
Oh, no. The results of the election, they have to declare on December 14th, they have to declare a winner by law. It can't drag into the latter part of December or the first week of January. No, because that is when the new president, or the old one, is reseated in the Oval Office. The problem I'm seeing with this is there is rampant fraud, felonies all over the place. One of the things that in Lansing, and I'll get back to West Virginia here in a second, in Lansing, the woman that's been working with the Secretary of State on the voting issue, she said this is basically how people have been kept under the gun of the inner city goons. She didn't use those words. Those are my words. But what do you hear? Oh, it's the Democrats, these bleeding heart liberals, that we're going to help the black people. The only thing that they have done is oppress these people and use them. And that's what this woman said today. She said, if we didn't have this kind of corruption in the voting system, I wouldn't be here in front of you today. Start thinking, folks, about all the people that are being elected. Look what has happened to Washington. Look what has happened to a lesser degree, Oregon. Look what has happened to the Mac Daddy of all, and maybe New York is right in there with it, but look at California. Gavin Newsom, a federal judge, just extended the period up until March. People are trying to get Newsom out of office. This guy has finished destroying that state. The worm is starting to turn, and the momentum is starting to build because people are starting to realize, John, that they have been politically used. They have been kept in a virtual and continual victimhood status. Oh, you poor, oppressed people, you need this and you need more of that. Now, all what you need to do, you need to tell the people in the inner city, stop doing what you're doing, stop killing each other, stop the drug dealing, stop doing the crime, and take advantage of the opportunities that are out there. You can crawl out of these crap holes that's been created for you. That's what that woman imparted to the Lansing Bureau today, and I was shocked. Another woman gave testimony. She didn't ask the supervisor. She called the FBI directly. Had a conversation for 40 minutes with a young woman that was an FBI agent. And all of a sudden, the line went dead. She tried to call back. Nobody answered. And guess what? She never got a call back from that agent.
No, isn't that surprising? So shocking.
Well, and here again in this country, how are the people finding out how corrupt the FBI really is? How corrupt the CIA is? How corrupt these Democrat politicians, let's not leave out snarky Republicans. We got our fair share of that as well. The whole point of this exercise, this is the Republic, and we have a system. It's not a democracy. You vote. People are elected into office by way of that vote. In this case, for the President of the United States, it's Electoral College vote. And they've been in there rigging that for years. Start thinking about the question you kept asking yourself. How are these dumb clucks, how are they continually re-voted into office? What the hell's wrong with people? Well, it could very well be, John, that the conservatives were shoved out of that process and only the door was open for the madcap liberal Democrats, communist, socialist, I don't care, give it a name. Doesn't matter.
And the rhinos
as well. See, these, don't get me started on rhinos. These are the people that want the status quo to stay exactly where it is. When the rest of America's walking around scratching their head going, we have lost control of everything. We can't even vote for a president. I mean, it's always been in the back of people's minds. Ask them why they didn't vote in previous elections. What difference does it make? That was their attitude. Well, now we found out with this election, you voted and your vote didn't count. We got a bottom of the hour break here. We'll open up the phone lines as well. If you want to call in, we'll do that right after this. We're going to the end of the line.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back. Mike, let me ask you a question. We're on two different Skypes right now. Is it possible for us to talk during the break to each other? Okay. All right. Well, next break, pull the appropriate prop down, because John asked me during the break that he had three things he wanted to bring up to me real quick during the break, and you couldn't hear me and he couldn't hear me. So at any rate, by the way, John, got a question here for you from Tom. He says, ask him to repeat that search word, please, or those words that you gave out.
Okay, if I remember correctly, it is Biden, daughter, journal. And then if you don't get anything from that, the final kicker is shower.
And
now,
what...
This was like a week ago, week and a half ago, when I told them to use those words, and they all pulled up. Who was it that covered it? It wasn't Fox, but I forget which news site, conservative news site, covered it. I don't know if it's still floating around, because we do know that those things get deplatformed.
Well, okay, but what was it? What was it?
So the story about Joe Biden, daughter in her journal, having claiming in her journal that she had inappropriate, she remembers having inappropriate showers with dad.
At what age did it indicate?
I don't know that it I didn't hear any indication specifically, okay. But obviously it was in her youth. And then she was recorded. I'm trying to remember the name of the article and who it was with. My brain is not working on that one, or the recall isn't working. The memory's still there, but that group had her on tapes admitting that it was her journal.
Wow.
It was actually her journal. So she admitted that. It went out into the news cycle and the Biden campaign. This was the week before the election, or a week and a half before the election happened.
Right.
And the Biden campaign didn't speak that it wasn't true.
Well, you know, did you hear the news stories yesterday that Joe Biden broke his foot in two places?
Kind of makes you wonder what happened. I doubt it was stepping.
No. Point of me bringing that up is, no, that was a fake news story. Joe was filmed coming out of the emergency room at a hospital, walking on his own power without crutches. He simply had a slight sprain. Now, why would they hype something like that? And I've also heard another rumor as well that JoJo is trying to get a deal with Trump not to be prosecuted for his crimes. But until I actually see something move in that direction, that's all it is just a rumor. But sometimes you just have to go, Tell you what, let's go to the phones here. And again, folks, the lines are open. If you'd like to call in, we're doing an experiment here. If you are not minute challenged, and this is helping us, call in number 512-248-8252. Write that down or put that in your phone, because you're still hitting the 800 number when you got minutes that you can use. 512-248-8252. Well, speaking of Michigan, let me go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Question. I don't think anybody's ever mentioned this. So supposedly, when they did the operation in Germany, that they they brought Ospreys in to secure those servers. And the general said that five of our military were killed, and one CIA guy was killed. Here's my question. Why weren't they in full kit with body armor and everything? It just doesn't seem right.
Laura, first of all, let me back you up here a little bit. I did not hear anybody dying over this operation. Where did that information come from?
I thought it came from that General McInerney.
McInerney? I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
That's all I know, just what I hear, you know.
Okay, all right.
But I wondered why they weren't in full kit, you know. None of our military should have gotten shot up.
Well, and it you know, this isn't a military operation going in and picking up a couple of servers. You know, this isn't like inserting troops into a war zone. Okay. This is going to...
I still think.
Yeah?
And, John, speaking of generals, as the head of RBN Network, I look at you as a general. And I was very upset yesterday when you left the field. I mean, I'm in a nursing home. I want all the information I can get, and having a rerun doesn't help.
Okay, keeping that in mind, Laura, that'll give me the impetus to do this for another 30 years. Thank you for your call. By the way, John, you heard this yesterday, right? You were listening to the show?
Yes, I did.
And I'll tell you what, people would not have wanted me on the air after that little incident.
Why is that? That might have been the best radio there was.
Oh, no. No, each person knows his limits and his capabilities. Trust me, you wouldn't have wanted me on the air for another hour and a half. So, you know, even the general, Laura, even the general has to go to the bathroom every now and again, has to leave the field. But I'm here today. I've been here for 30 years. Where have you been?
Well, you've been here for 30 years. I was pretty young when you started, but I've been doing this for a little bit myself. And, you know, the case is we need to get involved in the process in every way we can. Some of us have the ability to get on air like I do. Some of us have the ability to start up an awesome network like you do. Everybody needs to do their part. And some people, all they can do is just listen and yell out on the CB radio, tweet out, or share places like that. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, you've heard we've been working on this little project with Roger Landry, right?
Yeah, so when is that going to happen? In fact, you mentioned to me it a long time ago, and I even called you a few times and said, hey, when is this thing happening? I want to know.
Well, and how much information did I give you? Not much, because I was bound to secrecy. I was asked by Mr. Landry, you cannot give out specifics. Do not just be careful if you even speak in generic terms. And I've held up my deal. I chide him when I have him on the program, and I kind of come up to that line, and he gives me a quick rebuff, but it's just kind of like a comedic rebuff, because he knows he's chomping at a bit, and so am I. But remember me talking to you that we did a little experiment at Republic Broadcasting Network, and it was one about license management agreements with radio stations. You know, and you can go out there in the radio world. Well, I'll give you a prime example, Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, most people don't know this, he started on shortwave radio because nobody wanted to put him on terrestrial radio. Nobody wanted to put him on an AM or FM station. You want to do what, Rush? You want to do a three-hour political? We got enough political shows. Thanks, but no thanks. So what he did, which was a brilliant move, what he did, rather than trying to sell EIV to anybody else, what he decided to do is, okay, I'll start the network. And the big boys turned me down on the blowtorches in the top 20 markets, you know, the 50,000 watters or the 25,000 or whatever. And they told him to go to grass and eat hay. He said, okay, I'm the EIV network. I know I have something here that it's of value and it's marketable. I'm going to go to the competition across town. So he'd stop talking to the 50,000 watters, the torches, so to speak, and he went to the smaller stations, like the 1 and 5,000 watt stations that might have had an okay lineup, maybe not. But what he did was he got his show on the competition in that very same market. Well, the rest, as they say, is history. With Rush, with his 600 radio stations, he's been floating around there for a number of years. That's how Rush Limbaugh did it. Now, I looked at the landscape and content and reach and all that stuff, and I'm going, you know what? We're never going to get anywhere. We're not going to get anywhere because anytime we had a talk show host that got a radio station, it wasn't a week, 2 weeks. Oh, so many complaints come into that station that the station owner goes, oh, I can't stand this heat. No, I'm going to pull the program. It happened repeatedly. Time after time after time. So, taking a tip from Rush Limbaugh, why am I still beating my head against this wall? By the way, John, I can hear you talking.
I am absolutely quiet. Something, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, at any rate, I was just letting you know. I tested this thing out to see if it had actually worked. And I chose a radio station. Smaller station up around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, actually more south of Fort Worth, 5,000-watt station. But the way they were configured on the dial, and I won't go into all the technical stuff with that, it was higher up on the dial. In other words, that signal bounces further. The lower down on the dial you get, like in the 500-600 range, you get what is called a ground effect. You get a booming signal. But it's not real good going out far distances. This little 5,000-watt radio station with their four towers, reached over 100 counties in Texas. That's why I chose that station. And the owner of the station, he said, look, I know what you're doing. I know exactly what you're doing. I've got no problem. And he ran it. The only problem we had is we couldn't pay the bill because I had a sales guy that couldn't seem to put sales teams together to go take care of the money that it cost to rent that station out. I don't want to own it. I just want to rent the time. So at any rate, long story short here, while the general, by the way, Mike, it's you that I'm hearing. Shut your mic off. I don't know. But I'm hearing, unless you got somebody that creeped in on Skype 1 and Skype 2. Okay, we'll blame it on him. No, just teasing. At any rate, the point of this...
Blame it on me. I've got some very interesting things happening on my end of the computer, so something strange can be going on, and I'll bring that up in a minute.
Okay. At any rate, long story short here, just so you know, Laura, the general has never left the field of battle. And I'm sorry you said that, because you heard the show yesterday. I did not trust myself in 30 years of doing radio to come back out of that break and do radio. I did the smartest thing that I could. Run a rerun. Come back tomorrow and hammer it again. So with all the people out there that got advice to people that have been doing radio for a number of years and understand radio inside and out, when you give me a little bit of advice, take care. At any rate, so what's going on with you over there?
So I happened to do that search that I just gave, the word search that I gave. Mm-hmm. I went to Swiss Cow and typed it in on Swiss Cow.
Okay.
And it came up with a number of different results. My computer seemed to handle it fairly well, fine, no issues. I went to Google and it bogged as soon as I started typing in. I just got to Joe Biden, and then I didn't even get completely through the word daughter, and my computer bogged down big time. In fact, it cut up, how with Skype and electronic, you got that electronic cutting off. That started happening. So it's kind of interesting how all of a sudden when I enter into Google.
Can I add something to that?
Please do.
I'm on my laptop this afternoon in my favorites column, clicking on sites that I consider to be trustworthy. And I'd be on that site or far for 5 or 10 minutes. Guess what would cut off? My internet feed. Now, I'm sure, John, I don't want to get all conspiratorial and tin hat on you here. I'm sure that was just a coincidence.
And I'm sure that it just happened to be a coincidence that happened right now as I'm on your, as I'm on Google looking that up.
Sheldon, where are you? Sheldon in Spokane, Washington. Hello, Sheldon.
Yes, sir. Please don't hang up on me. I got a lot of things to say quick here. Go to Star
Wait, whoa,
page.
Whoa. Sheldon, was that a joke?
Okay, that was a joke.
You
go to Star Page, you key in the words the gentleman says, and of your many choices, one of them will be the Jewish voice.com. And of the showers she took, one that she particularly remembers was with her cousin Caroline. Enough of that. The woman that just talked to you and said that she didn't like the reruns.
Right.
I make special effort to drive home to hear you because I can't get it off my phone. I got to get it from Rick's satellite here on Galaxy 19. But what disturbs me most, and it's not just you, it's other networks too. Since the last 2 or 3 months, a lot of people have been playing way more than normal, than average replays, some of them months old. And when I hear those, that bothers me. The thing you're always talking about is we may not be here tomorrow. The first thing that hits me is, oh, I remember this. Oh, no, did it happen yet? Is there no more John Stadtmiller? Just to let you know.
All right, well, I appreciate the concern, but don't panic. Because I'm sure that if I met an untimely death, you would find out about it pretty quick.
Well, this is a season for panics, as I'm sure you're aware. Anyway,
well,
thank you
hey.
For taking my call, and I'll start using the new number.
Sheldon, I appreciate that very much. Stick around for my comment here, because yesterday, yeah, it was good that you heard a rerun, because you wouldn't have wanted her have heard what I had to say in the balance of those 2 hours.
Well, I wouldn't want you to lose your broadcasting permit.
No, I don't have a broadcasting permit. I don't ask permission. You don't need a license for satellite.
Ah.
But let me just add this as well. If you were listening to the program yesterday, you heard Steve Elkins kind of wig out a little bit.
Yeah, I figured he knew what was going on. He usually does.
Well, but here's the problem. We have all been under an immense amount of pressure, and it's affected us differently, but it's affected us negatively. But like I've said before, it's not how many times you fall down, it's how many times you pick yourself back up.
Message that is pertinent Amen. To anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. 910-1037, or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad shoulders.
I'm not
6'6"
and I'm not 245.
Everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
245 was a long time ago, but there was a point at 6 foot, I came pretty close to matching that story.
Big Bad John. Okay, dump the music. We're back. All right. My battery is running low. Why is my battery running low? I'm plugged in. No.
My Skype feed is still up. So, Mike, I don't know if you're there, but it sounded like John's went down.
Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched
out. Dump the music, we're back. Boy, my computer John. Gave me my computer what? Gave me your battery is low. And by about the time I plugged it in, yeah, it was low. It just shut my computer down.
Well, maybe that wasn't nefarious, but I got some strange things going on. You've asked for me to send an email, and I've never had computers being this slow on my end. So it's interesting how this happens.
Wow.
Interesting
well,
of the timing.
I'll tell you what. Let's go to the phones here. Back let's to the phones. It. Murr in Wisconsin. Hello, Murr.
Oh, hi. Had to go through the sonic gate there. Hey, yeah, I was going to say, Right Side Broadcasting on YouTube carries all those panels live continuously, you know, yeah. I mean, as they're being aired. So it was 8 hours ago this one in Michigan started, and it's all up there. And the one in Arizona went on for, I don't even know, talk about computers. Mine was overheating and kept shutting down. And I took off the back of it today, and Dusty, so we're better now.
At any rate, what's going on, Murr? What do you got?
Well, I sent you the links that your guest was talking about from National File about Ashley Biden and her diary. And
oh, okay.
What kind of father lets a young child take your girl take a shower with him anyway?
So. Yeah. Well, and the and here's the question: how young? Because I don't know of a parent on earth, a father that's not bathed his daughter.
Oh, well, no,
okay.
That's not
yeah.
what, she's old
but,
enough to know, but, you know.
When we're talking about older children, yeah, yeah.
I mean, 10's too old.
You yeah.
Know? I would have issues.
Probably
I stopped.
Too old.
So I have
that's
two daughters.
That's when they get real positive about that kind of thing.
I'll say this, I didn't even, you know, I made sure that I think they were four when maybe I did that at the latest. So, and even
right.
then, that been pushing it.
All right. Yeah. I'm still waiting for your email there, John, if you could send that my way. John?
It will be to you shortly.
Okay. All right. We got top of the hour break. Folks, the phone lines are open. If you're not bandwidth challenged, my computer just decided to do its own thing here. Isn't that amazing? 512-248-8252, folks. We'll be back. Hour two.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.